because we're talking about the Patriots. Should they go after Dez Bryant? According to bookmaker.eu, whatever the hell that is, the Ravens are listed as the favorite to sign Dez at plus 350. So in other words, you bet 100, you get back, would yield $350. Next are the Texans and the Colts at plus 400.
To get Dez? What's number one?
Number one is the Ravens.
Okay.
They're 3.5 to 1. Texans and Colts are 4 to 1. Packers are 6.5 to 1. Saints and 49ers, 7 to 1. Bills and Redskins, 8 to 1. Seahawks and Giants, 10 to 1. Jets, 12 to 1. Then the Patriots at plus 2,500. So that's 25 to 1, followed by the Eagles at 50 to 1. Out of all those teams, and I quickly can't pull up all of them on their wide receiver situation, but I'm not so sure the Giants would be the best place for him, though the Packers could be because they lost Jordy Nelson. We were just talking about that a couple of days ago. That might be a good fit for him too, but I also think that the Patriots would be a great fit for Dez. I think they could use somebody like that, and he brings some star power here.
I had wanted the Giants to get Dez early on, and remember, Dez has been very vindictive all offseason against the Cowboys. He even said he wanted to stay in the NFC East just so he could play the Cowboys twice and stick it to them. So I had wanted the Giants to do that, and I like the idea. Look, they got rid of Brandon Marshall. They keep what they think is a two-headed monster on the outside where they can keep Odell Beckham Jr. and Dez on the outside and keep Sterling Shepard on the inside with Evan Ingram being their big tight end who can also slot really anywhere. I had liked that idea. If we're looking away from the Giants, though, as far as the Patriots,
yeah,
I almost have to be okay with this. Yesterday, we were championing them going after Eric Decker. They worked out Eric Decker yesterday, who's going to be 31 years old in this season, who had 54 catches last year and wasn't overly productive for a Tennessee offense that wasn't overly productive. Dez Bryant had more catches. He had more yards. He's younger, and he's been healthy more recently than Eric Decker has. So if I was okay with Eric Decker, why am I not okay with Dez Bryant?
And this is, granted, Randy Moss was at a little higher level before he ended up with New England in that trade with Oakland. But, I mean, it's that sort of thing where they have that history of rehabbing images. I mean, Randy Moss, look what he did, as I mentioned. Corey Dillon, and those are just the ones that have worked, ones that didn't work, like Ocho Cinco, although he kept his mouth shut. I mean, that was a miracle. He played the whole season, hardly played a down, but he kept his mouth shut the entire time. And you wonder if Dez Bryant, if he can figure out a way to do that and still be effective.
I don't think he can.
Well, the thing is you can't bring Dez Bryant in to face off against Bill Belichick or you last about a half a second. He's going to have to understand that it's got to be toned down in this atmosphere.
You think if he would have kept his mouth shut, it would have been in Dallas,
yeah,
with Jerry Jones and everything over there. I don't think he's going to keep his mouth shut here, though that doesn't still mean that the Patriots shouldn't take him because they're just hurting at wide receiver. And he's certainly the best wide receiver out there, I think.
Well, the thing is if there's ever a guy who maybe I would think a change of scenery might benefit him, not just on the field, but off of it. I mean, it's a whole – I don't know what the discipline situation in Dallas is, and I don't know what it's like for them as far as trying to keep him under control. But whatever it was, it obviously didn't work. But if you're going to bring Dez Bryant into New England, he's going to know exactly what the deal is here.
Number one, as far as Dez Bryant goes, off the field – he hasn't had any issues in the last few years, okay?
Yes.
And that doesn't mean that his issues in the past are easily excusable, but he has not been a problem off the field recently. The Patriots have taken people that have been problems off the field recently. Remember when they signed Michael Floyd before the Super Bowl after getting a DUI that was so egregious that he was under house arrest the following summer in Arizona?
Haynesworth.
Yeah, they have taken players with character issues. Dez Bryant has had more character issues in the huddle and in the locker room than he has off the field. I don't think that would be the case this year. This year, more than any year, I think Dez Bryant would come in acutely focused with the idea of sticking it to everybody who he possibly can in Dallas, from Jerry Jones to Jason Garrett to his former teammates who have now thrown him under the bus when he left. I think for this year, you would get the Dez Bryant that's the perfect angel child trying to come in here and reestablish his value. But they would have to make a concerted effort to get him the ball enough to keep him happy. I think he's okay being part of a team setting. I just think he wants to be featured in some degree. I don't know they can guarantee him that, but if they can, then I think they've got room for him, and I think he's going to be fine.
And the Pats have certainly shown they've done that in the past. Darrelle Reeve has certainly cashed in on his 1 year with the Patriots. He's the most famous example. I mean, guys like Akeem Ayers, Danny Amendola. People forget, even though he played for a few years with the Patriots. I mean, he cashed in big time.
Let me tell you something. Belichick and Dez would be like oil and vinegar.
For sure.
They're not going to go ahead and gel. I would still go after him, but I don't think he'd want to come here. If I'm Dez, the Patriots would be one of the last teams I'd want to go to because of Belichick.
But the fact is, too, you have it gives you that chance at a Super Bowl, and that's obviously a constant appeal of the New England Patriots, is if you're willing to put up with all the BS that you've got to, you know, you've got a chance at a ring. I mean, you say Dez wouldn't fit in, but and I look at an example like Ocho Cinco, who, granted, was completely ineffective here and didn't fit into the system and never really got on the field, but he kept his mouth shut. When has Chad Ocho Cinco ever kept his mouth shut for an entire season? He was a choir boy the entire year in Foxborough.
Dana Winooski said that Dez would be a pro bowler on the Patriots. No, let me tell you something. They would just take that away from him anyway, and he would get frustrated because Brady wouldn't be throwing him the ball. I could see that going on right off the bat.
But right now, you look at a Patriots offense that would feature Philip Dorsett as its number two receiver on opening day. There's room for Dez Bryant there. The biggest issue to navigate is what happens when Edelman comes back and you've got Dez Bryant, Edelman, Hogan, and Gronk in addition to all the running backs trying to get touches. That's where the issue of use comes into play. I believe that for the first 4 weeks, Dez Bryant would have plenty of opportunities to establish himself as a reliable target for the remainder of the season.
And do you think Dez comes into New England or at least looks at Foxborough and says, well, look what happened with Randy Moss? I mean, the Randy Moss influence certainly could hang over his head in a decision.
By the way, you said what, the number two?
Yeah. Philip Dorsett would right now be listed as the number two receiver, according to Patriot Beat Writers.
Mitchell out, Amendola gone, Edelman out. Now they're saying Jordan Matthews is gone. I mean, there's not a lot there, Hogan.
Well, I consider Gronk a receiver, too.
Well, he's going to line up at tight end, though.
So that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean he's...
They're still going to play two wide receiver sets?
Yeah. Well, but that doesn't mean that he has to be that Dorsett has to be the second choice there. You can still have... You have two other choices, and you got the running back. So, you know, it isn't like you're done with him if you don't throw it to him. You have other choices out there.
But, man, if I'm Dez, and I know it's tough to get through to him sometimes, but I'm thinking to myself, man, there's a Super Bowl ring waiting to happen. If I could just keep control of myself and my emotions, it's sitting there. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity for him. As you said,
sitting there.
No, there is. There's a place for him in this lineup. Do I want Dez Bryant? I can't stand Dez Bryant, but he's got to realize and he's got to look inside and just say, if I can keep my mouth shut, there's a real shot here.
No, he wants the money, and he's never going to get the big money here in New England.
No, but he can set himself up to get the money in 1 year after that.
Jake and Williston says, I'm fine with Dez in New England, but they have to move him to the slot almost exclusively. He's an outdated body type at wide receiver and can't get separation. He can go work into the slot if he'll buy into the idea. And look, I liked that idea for Dez, too. When I was initially talking about him playing with the New York Giants, I thought, put him in the slot, let Beckham and Shepard work outside, and I thought that made more sense. As far as New England goes, that doesn't really work in New England. If he's going to be in New England, he's almost going to have to be outside because you look at Edelman's not playing outside. He's playing in the slot. Braxton Berrios, if he makes this team, is a slot receiver. Riley McCarron, if he makes this team, is a slot receiver. And Philip Dorsett, being the speed type that he is, he probably profiles more as a slot receiver. There's too much of a crowd at the slot. I was okay with Decker because I look at him as a reliable target on the outside that can be a possession receiver. If Dez can be that, then I think there's room for him in New England. But I don't see Dez in the slot in Foxborough. Somewhere
Edelman,
else, maybe.
And when Edelman comes back, it'll be Edelman and Gronk and maybe throwing it out of the backfield. Yep. So, you know, all of a sudden, then he's taking a backseat to everybody.
And good luck convincing Dez to go over the middle, you know, every play as a slot guy. It's just not going to happen.
No.
He's not going to do that.
He has better fits out there. I'm just surprised he has not signed anywhere yet. And now that we got a training camp close, I wonder if that's his choice or the teams that are going after him choice. And he's just waiting for somebody to go down, somebody with a bad injury, somebody who's desperate because they're stuck without a wide receiver. And then they have to go to him and he'll get the most money he can. That's kind of a tough game to play right now. That's for damn sure.
You really think that the thing motivating Dez the most right now is money?
Yes.
You don't absolutely think that it's spite?
I think that, too.
Yes.
But the only way you could spite that, get back at Dallas, is I would Philadelphia, Washington, or the New York Giants.
Right. I mean, if it's spite, the Patriots make no sense.
Yeah. I don't think players think that way. What do you mean? If you just said
why would the Patriots make sense if they don't go near Dallas on their schedule?
If you're doing it for spite, you want to play the
You just
Cowboys.
Said that you thought the Patriots, there's a Super Bowl ring waiting to happen for you. If Dez Bryant goes to New England and helps them win a Super Bowl, that's not spiting Jerry Jones?
I'm talking about personal spite directly against Jerry Jones. So that means you have to play the Jerry Jones' team, don't you?
I think winning a Super Bowl and putting up numbers would be spite full enough no matter who you're playing.
I just feel
against.
Like Dez doesn't want to be that indirect. I think it's important to him to stick it right in directly
I would think,
into their face.
I would think he'd want to be in that division. Sure, winning a Super Bowl would kind of say, ha ha, look at me. But it depends how much of how much he's part of them winning a Super Bowl. I mean, if he's going to be the third or fourth target when Edelman comes back and just wins it because he's on the team, I don't know if he's going to get the same enjoyment as if you played against them and you caught the winning touchdown or something to that
effect. That being said, can you imagine Dez and the Patriots and they win the Super Bowl and somebody sticks a microphone in the post-game party? First thing out of his mouth, I bet it involves Jerry Jones.
It could be, you know, I'm thinking maybe I might have to downgrade the Patriots this year.
How much further can you downgrade him? You already have him going 0-16.
Can you go 0-17 in a 16-game season?
Well, there are
is that
four,
possible?
Four preseason games.
Yeah, you could lose every preseason game.
That's going to happen.
Is this Denise says, how about Dez with the Bengals? They love big mouths and controversy. I don't know if the Bengals would be a good fit for him there also, though. But, yeah, you're right about that also.